Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
In an argument. In fact, all comments are full of.
Welcome on in to the Tobin and Leroy show. Now, Leroy,
curious girl, as to what happened.
Our girl happened to be not Brittany. Our other girl happened to be, you know, on her normal usual schedule. So therefore, usually Tobin or I are there to, you know,
get a started on clean for sure, and everything.
Correct. But I'm home now, so I didn't even hear that the intro started until I requested a clean feed link. As soon as I did, I understood that, you know, I had to go ahead and get all of us started. But if I'm not mistaken, I hear you perfectly clear. You hear me. Brittany seems like she hears us. I think we're all here. So it's safe to say until our lovely blonde-headed wizard gets in, we're good to go. So we're live here on the Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin is out. Frog Boy is in yet again. For another day, but who cares, dude? You can't ruin my mood today. You know why, Leroy?
What's up? Why?
Football is back, baby.
Can I just say I played in 10 years. I think I played in three
Hall of Fame games?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the good thing about it. And the bad thing about it.
All right, let's hear it.
As a veteran player, it's cool because you don't have to play and you basically get a little R&R.
Yes. Right? That makes sense.
However, the people that play in the Hall of Fame game can start camp earlier.
Okay, so you get a little bit more reps.
No. See, when you're a veteran, when camp starts, okay?
Yeah.
The later camp can start, the better.
The better, because...
Right. So when you have that extra preseason game...
Ugh.
Yeah. So...
So now before it was like, oh, three times. And now it's like, yeah. Oh, three times?
But my rookie year... There's two situations in football where you get... extra practice.
Oh, I know this one. Hold on. Don't answer. Brittany, do you know this answer?
I'm not going to lie. I was trying to figure something out. I did not hear it, the question.
All right, I'm going to give you a second to hear the question, but I know the answer.
There are two situations in which teams can start camp early.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Go ahead.
Easy. Hall of Fame game. or new coach.
Correct.
Come on, baby.
Three points. New coach, you get an additional mini camp.
Yep.
And you you get to start a week earlier because, you know, they're trying to get you caught up. You know, the coach caught up or whatever. Hall of Fame game, start a week earlier. Now, my rookie year, I reported on Tuesday. And the Hall of Fame game was on Saturday. So, And so, you know, I went through two.
Because you were in a contract situation.
Yeah. Rookie.
Okay.
So I got two two-a-days, then a day off.
Two-a-days?
Yeah, we had 2 days. But here's how it goes. When I played, it was a little bit different because the way we played in the preseason built you up to the regular season. So when you got to the last preseason game, you played the whole first half and the first couple of series in the second half so you can make adjustments.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of how that went. It's a little bit different now in that you might play a couple of series in the first game, a little bit in the second game, and then you shut it down for 3 weeks till the regular season starts. That's basically how everybody does it. Which I understand it, but you can't get ready for football by not playing football. When you do it this way, you make a lot of assumptions about where your team is and you don't really know. And what ends up happening is, as we've seen in the last couple of years, those first couple of games are a little bit choppy. Because not only do you get an extra week off with no football, but now you're starting your regular season. And what happens is if you have a new coach, or if you have a new system, or if you're trying to change culture, right? You're not really seeing this until the first week of the season. So it sometimes starts a little clunky. That's why I always get a little cautious or nervous about the Dolphins, because they are trying to make a conscious effort to be more physical, right? And their efforts to be more physical, they're practicing against other teams. They're doing like a lot of drills and a lot of stuff in practice to kind of promote that, more straight ahead runs, more physical runs and stuff like that. However, are you ever going to really know how physical you are if you don't do it during the game?
No, sir. Game speed cannot be replicated.
Well, it's not even that. It's like you're limited on what you can do, right? So, for example, in practice, you can't cut. You can't cut.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of
attack the quarterback.
Right. So there's a lot of plays, say, on offense. So say if a play is going left, the backside of the offensive line would just reach. That means go towards the play and cut the guy in front of him. Just cut him. Wow. You just want to get him off his feet. You know, it's not a, you know, nothing track. You just want to get his hands down so the play's gone and he can't get there.
Not for me. When I was a pulling guard, kneecaps, baby. I'm going for the kneecaps.
Yeah, but when you're a foot away, you're not hurting the guy. You're just getting him off his feet. Yeah. And so you can't do any of that stuff until you play in a game. And if you never play in a game, how are you going to know the technique of doing that, of securing the backside? There's just certain things. Me as a running back, listen, I was known as a fumbler. Right. Mm-hmm. So there was no way in hell I could go a preseason without getting hit and having people snatch at the ball. I needed to know what that felt like. I needed to know, hey, what it feels like to break a tackle. You don't break tackles in camp. There's no tackling. So your first real football as a running back or a person that can be tackled is in preseason. So there are certain things that you got to go through to get ready for the season. A lot of teams don't go through that. So especially where the Dolphins are, I hope that they, you know, at least structure their preseason schedule. They structure it so that these guys get you know, some run.
Well, they're preseason.
You ever notice in every sport that you go out of your way to try to protect somebody for the long haul of the season, it doesn't work out?
Yeah, it's never worked out.
Like, even, we're pitching.
Even when you sit them or yeah, right. Exactly. Never works out.
Are there less injuries in the NBA because we do we do low management?
The maintenance programs?
Right. No. The only people that should be on maintenance program is if you're 38 or older because you're just old and you need a break.
I identify as a 38-year-old, so I'd be on maintenance programs from this show sometimes, you know? Stressful, Leroy. It's stressful. Figgy, hello, good morning. How are you? All right. It's okay. I understand.
Good morning.
Your lips moving. There we go.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Are you excited?
You're wearing a very pastel color.
Yeah. Yes, what?
That's not like you.
Is that the lighting? What is this? Well,
no,
this is.
It is. It's like a lavender.
Lavender.
Mm-hmm. Lavender. I was gonna say periwinkle. I don't know what color that is. I just wanted to say that.
Dude, it's not even close.
Oh. I don't even know what it is. But Figgy, are you excited for the return of football?
Yes.
Look, we're going to watch, but we know we're going to see garbage.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. I mean, but at least you get to see some legends get inducted. Are you familiar with the 2025 class, Leroy? You know who's getting inducted tonight?
Nope. Let me hear you.
It'll be Antonio Gates.
Yep.
Totally deserving.
He was probably one of those guys when he came in, everybody said, ooh, I need a tight end that could do that.
Need me one of those.
Yeah, and you like there's game changers, and I'm not saying he was, you know, changed the game, but what he did was he made everybody see the importance of what he could do, and they tried to, you know, emulate that because football's very cyclical.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever works, everyone's like, right. We need to do that.
Correct. Or which is amazing that out. Which is amazing the Dolphins are still throwing short passes and calling them runs when all the successful teams are actually running the football.
Don't stop us now, baby. Jared Allen, are you familiar with him?
Yep, Minnesota.
Another quiz for you, Brittany. Jared Allen's sack celebration. Do you know that one? These are very strange questions that I'm asking you. Yeah. Also, your audio sounds different again. Leroy, are you familiar with his sack celebration?
Yeah.
The little lasso thing, right? I thought that was pretty cool. I'm always a fan of like celebrations like
that.
So
he definitely left the stadium in a cowboy hat. If you have that.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And some boots. And some boots for
and
sure.
And some boots.
Sterling Sharp. The third of the four people being inducted.
Sterling Sharp, his career was cut short kind of the same way Michael Irving's was with a neck injury.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because I remember when Shannon Sharp got in the Hall of Fame, he said, I'm not even the most talented brother. right?
Yeah.
It's cool. Well deserved.
Now, what about this last one here? Eric Allen.
Eric Allen. Yep. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
This is going to sound weird coming from a grown ass man.
Hmm.
All I can remember about Eric Allen was he had like really light eyes.
You know what? I am looking at these these eyes right now.
Right. Anyway. It's a weird thing because he played cornerback.
Yeah.
Right? And every time you would run out there, you just like, huh?
This guy's dreamy.
I was thinking of like, yeah, he's one of them creatures of the night or something with crazy eyes.
He's either a vampire or there's something going on.
Yeah, really. But that look, if you look at a picture, what is the first thing you notice?
Yeah, no. I didn't even know what color this is.
Are you mesmerized?
I am mesmerized. This is like a light hazel.
Well, and like, not for nothing, but there's nothing that warmed my heart more than a 185-pound cornerback coming to tackle me.
Well, yeah, of course. For you specifically, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, because guess what? I also had 230-pound safeties. and that hurt a little bit more. So a little guy, I'm good.
Those are very beautiful eyes, by the way.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it like they're mesmerizing. You can't stop staring.
And it's like this beautiful light hazel, like
It's perfection. Just imagine, just imagine seeing that in a helmet, like you.
Well,
like,
yeah, because like, it's all eyes. I understand the whole creature of the night thing.
Eyes.
Like, all
Like, I was thinking to myself, I had to like punch myself in the junk and check my manhood or something. Why am I so mesmerized? We out here trying to kill each other, and I'm just like thinking. I go back to the huddle. I'm like, wow.
You see them with 21's eyes?
Hey, y'all see 21's eyes? Creepy, right?
Crazy.
it's like, you know what? It's one of those things where you can say stuff and it's coming from a place where you're comfortable with who you are, but everybody else don't necessarily view it that way.
You can go ahead and admit to it because you'd be wrong not to, okay?
Right. It's crazy,
there's
right?
Nothing wrong with saying another man has beautiful
eyes. I haven't seen this man in 10 or 15 years, right? And all I can remember about him is that feature. And he's a Hall of Famer, so he had to play some pretty damn good corner back in the day, right? And listen. I can't even remember. He's a Hall of Famer. I can't. Did you see this dude's eyes?
See his eyes?
I can't even talk about how great a career he had.
No. He's got Hall of Fame eyes.
Blue eyes are nice, but like the rarity is green eyes. Yes. The hazel
what color
eyes.
Is this? This is like I
would
this
consider
is like
that
grayish
eyes. Love that. He has hazel eyes. Mm-hmm.
I listen. If I would have said, if I would have went back to the huddle and said what color they were, then that's too much. Too much.
That ain't too much. Okay.
You got to
lose because you're missing out there.
Dude, I got my mouthpiece in. I got body armor on. We getting ready for a physical altercation, and then I can't be the one coming back to the huddle to talk about Eric Cole's eyes are mesmerizing.
Just imagine on the front lines of war.
You know what I'm saying?
This guy like has chestnut colored eyes.
Yes. But as long as look, you didn't even know. It was the first thing I mentioned about a Hall of Fame career, man. Which is I'm sorry, too much, right?
It's
not too much, Leroy. You're good.
Like I can't.
We're not.
I'm just recognizing like wow. All right.
These hazel colored headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose 400 or 500 new Kia models in inventory, like Sportage, Rental, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals at Doral Kia.
Timbo Slice, I was thinking the same thing when I was looking at the screen. When I went to do PT, I had another shirt over it, right? Yeah. And so I took the other shirt off because, you know, when you go to the PT is in Baptist Health, like in the hospital. And it's cold. It's always cold. And so I took it off, right? Don't invite him to your house. I would have to say that after hearing this, he would definitely not come.
Not be allowed? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he can hang out with me just close wear shades. Just to wear shades the whole time. It's no problem.
The problem is that I consider myself a manly man. I've played a physical brand of football, and I'm comfortable with me, right? Even I'm like, I don't know, like, something inside me saying, dude, we need to back away from this. Like, we losing something here. I don't even know what it is, but I can't.
Leroy, you can still be a manly man. You're fine.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, really. It's not necessarily that he had such
He can play. He can play.
Drain the manliness from every wide receiver he was lined up against, and they just, like, didn't want to compete anymore. They're like,
that's
let's just be friends.
So good.
He's really good.
I guess. Is that the only three? Who else?
No, there was four. There was Jared Allen, Eric Allen, Sterling Sharp, and Antonio Gates.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
A little bit later in the show, we're actually going to discuss the 2026 candidates, which actually made me feel very, very old.
I'm going to tell you what, and this is not because he's my friend, not because I played with him, and not because we were neighbors for 4 years. And did everything together. Eric Metcalf should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, you've made a good case for that one.
There's only a handful of guys that have this number, over 20,000 total yards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Before all of the return guys and before who's the got in last year with from Miami?
Devin Hester.
Before Devin Hester, Eric Metcalf had those records.
Yeah, and obviously probably a better overall player.
Yeah, because he played offense.
Yeah.
He's had 100 catch seasons. Right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing that he's not. And I blame Cleveland media.
Yeah, no, you're 100%
or
right.
Not Cleveland or wherever he played. He played in Atlanta. He played with the Rams. I blame them because, you know, you're either Hall of Famer or you're not. Like, it shouldn't be a situation where somebody has to speak on your behalf because the numbers are the numbers. You know, somebody was joking and said, oh, you were an okay football player. I'm like, yeah, but I can't do nothing about it now. I can't score no more touchdowns, so it is what it is. Like, okay, I'm fine, right. But to say that dude, go look at some of the numbers that he has.
Yeah.
And the problem is, and here's what the problem is, he did so much in so many different areas on a football field that we tend to focus on one or his wide receiver numbers or his running back numbers or his return numbers. You don't kind of include all of them to say, wow, this guy did a lot of stuff. It's a joke. It really is.
Well, we got a lot lined up for the show. We got another edition of Why You Always Lying, Brittany version. We're going to do some Hall of Fame trivia. We got our favorite Thursday game, Goosies or No Goosies. Messi got mad yesterday during that tournament that I totally said was irrelevant. Looks like it was pretty relevant. And
they beat a really good team, though. They beat the best team in Mexico, right?
Yeah. And look, it came down to sudden death, but it was pretty intense afterwards. I usually don't see Messi get too emotional, and he made sure he let them know about it. The Marlins, another shutout as they took the series against the Cardinals. And the Heat involved in the biggest NBA heist of all time.
Now? So, they did something? Yeah.
See, and it has nothing to do with acquiring players. This is all merchandise and memorabilia. So, a lot of stuff to talk about on the show. Football is back.
Major League, the trade deadline's today.
Trade deadline's
today.
We find out
if we have Sandy tomorrow.
Sandy is holding his breath all day, and so will we. So make sure you stick with us right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Frog Boy holding things down. Got Leroy back in his Davey Studios, as am I. J Fig in studio with Brittany holding things down. Show Pony will return next week. We'll be here bright and early, but in the meantime, it is us who will be holding things down as we continue off of our last segment with headlines there. As I mentioned, your Miami Marlins, who are, as of right now, 3 games under 500.
They get to 500, man. That's going to be something special.
I tell you what, I was, and almost because PTSD, not if I'm judging this team specifically, but just off of Marlins PTSD, I'm still skeptical. But this is growing into a team that is fun to watch and is really, I don't know, just coming together like organically, it feels. And I know this is a guy who I said looks like he ate lunch alone, but
he's onto something, is he?
he may be onto something with these prospects. We'll see if Sandy gets traded by today's trade deadline. And
will you be so question?
Yeah.
If Sandy gets traded, will you be upset or not?
I don't think I would be as upset as I previously would have been.
Because it seems like the moves that he's made have been pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Had this happened the second game of the season, I would have been upset.
Now, that being said, if you see that he's turning it around, and the thing is who's going to give up a whole lot for Sandy? And the thing is that you see him starting to turn it around, why wouldn't you just say, let's ride this out because we're going to get the best Sandy going into the second half or the end of the season? So, like, I think where the Marlins are now, Sandy is an elite pitcher, right? He had Tommy John surgery. He's coming back from it. There's one or two ways other teams can look at it. They can look at it as, we know what he's going to be, and we'll give up whatever to get him. Or they could say, he hasn't pitched this well this year. We don't know how that's going to work. Let's see if we can get him on the cheap, to which the Marlins would say, no, thank you. So that's like, you don't know the conversations that are going, you know, between organizations, or if even Sandy is available. Like, that hasn't been clear.
Yeah, I think his play this season has allowed him to be in this position where, you know, there's an opportunity for him to stay. But it also allowed me as a fan to be like, maybe there's not that much left in him. I do think there is, and I do think we should keep him. But like I said, at the beginning of the season, you trade him the second game, I'm pissed. This is the dumbest move the organization has ever made. Now I can potentially justify it with,
you know, because maybe he's made good moves. Right. So you got to give him credit.
So, you know, I'm kind of like, well, I'm more of like a wait and see. We'll wait and see before I was kind of screw this team.
At the end of last season, after the Panthers won their first Stanley Cup, right, gone to their second, and he let some key guys go. That, you know, wait a minute, man, we really like this guy. This guy was this guy was that. And he brought in new guys, right? You almost say, well, Bill Zito don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the difference is they've won. Can we say that with the Marlins because they're 500? Like,
and they're not even 500 yet.
They're not even 500. It feels like 500.
It does.
Where they started. So I think what point can we say – we trust Peter Bendix and what he's doing. Do they have to win? Do they have to get, like, is it 500? Is it – because I think they already pretty much hit their over.
All right, well, let's take a poll. How do you feel? What is it, 500, close to 500, or better than 500? Can you say that you trust Peter Bendix?
I would say – based on how they started, because they were horrible and we thought this was going to be another Marlins season.
Yeah.
I would say if they finished the season 500 or above, I can't say they're better. I mean, I can't say that everything he's doing is working, but I could say he's on the right trajectory. Right?
Yeah. Now,
you're looking at it wrong, he made 17.
That was
million.
A novel. I'm sorry.
Wait, this season, he's going to make 17. The next guy makes 4 million. The Marlins never planned on paying Sandy this year when they gave him that contract. I mean, but keep in mind, you have to spend a certain amount. Don't they have to spend? Okay. So, think about this. If your highest paid guy is 17 million and the next guy is 4 million, there's no harm in keeping the 17 million.
Yeah, really. If that's your most expensive guy, like, you got to spend money somewhere. I mean,
I believe that, though, Hunter. I believe that. You got to listen to offers on Sandy. Lots of teams are desperate. But the problem is,
apparently the Astros are in massive trade talks with them.
Oh no. But
the problem is this.
I'm sad.
Are they going to give you everything that you want? Or are they that desperate? So you got to kick the tires on it.
Brittany, if they reach close to 500, 500 or better than 500, do any of those give you hope in Peter Bendix?
Well, I think that Peter Bendix is like the candidate for the manager of the year right now, considering.
Oh my God! Did he send you personally?
Let her finish.
I'm being serious. I'm being dead serious. What he's done, like how he's been able to take this team and actually get them to even close to 500 is crazy. I think for what we've seen from the Marlins in the past couple years, anything close to 500, in my opinion, is really successful considering, again, what we've seen from them.
Right. And also think about what you're paying for.
Yeah, that okay? as well.
If your highest paid guy is $17 million and the next guy is $4 million and you're right around $500 million, like that in itself is an accomplishment because you're picking all of the right players. And so you look at all these teams, you look at, you know, the Padres, you look at the Dodgers, you look at, you know, you look at the Yankees, the Mets, they can give $150, $160 million and that guy suck, and they still say, well, let's just go get another $150, $160
million. Yeah, because they just have the money for it. And I mean, yep, it's right. not really Peter proving Bendix to be successful. And it's not even proving to be successful for them because, well, when's the last time they won a World Series, any of those teams?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
at least you can say with the Dodgers, they're like.
Well, the Dodgers are the only ones that, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, they got that guy.
They got that guy. So,
who struggled a little bit?
Yeah. I hope something tells me he'll be fine.
If anyone knows struggle, it's New Orleans. Yeah.
Well, look, we're gonna keep our eye on the breaking news ticker to see if anything happens before the deadline. And if nothing happens, then we actually continue a series, or we begin a series, I should say, at home against the Yankees. So we have an opportunity to go against one of the largest payrolls in all of sports, and we'll see how the cheapest and the most expensive fare once they're pitted against each other. When we come back, we're going to do one of our favorite segments, and by our, I mean specifically me because I've never asked anybody else. Day to day, we're going to find out celebrity birthdays and the national days we're supposed to celebrate and convince you guys that you should be celebrating too. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It's interesting that you play some 50 Cent coming in because I wanted in the club for this birthday segment that we're doing, but this worked out as well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Figgy. There was no Channel 3. I heard this on Clean Feed.
You go, boy. And guess
Look
what?
At
we
me.
Have to thank Brittany.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us.
The settings are the same from yesterday, so.
Look
but you know what?
At
Sometimes
us.
Those sticky fingers from other shows, they be changing things.
Sticky,
clearly,
because
that's what happened
sticky.
To us yesterday.
Anybody you want to direct that at?
They know.
Anyway, yeah. Call them out.
They know.
Call them out.
Call them out.
Well, today on July 31st, we have a couple birthdays that you may recognize. Let's see. Lil Uzi Vert turns 30 today. Lil Uzi Vert.
I'm not really sure what song that was.
No. That could be any song, actually.
I Wanna Rock. Was that yeah. I Wanna Rock? Yeah. See?
Oh, okay.
I speak Leroy. Bretman Rock.
What the hell does that mean?
You guys don't speak Leroy? Yes. Leroy, you probably don't know this guy. Maybe the girls do. You know who Bretman Rock
is? Of course
is,
I do.
Bretman Rock? No.
Yes. Bretman Rock, Instagram star, social media star of sorts.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Wait, you don't know who Bretman Rock is?
B-R-E-T-X.
Oh my God! Wait!
Yeah, he does makeup. Right, okay. He's an MUA.
Oh, wait, you know what? Take it back. Yes, I do know who this is. Okay.
Of course you do.
He does makeup.
Yeah.
Yes.
For some reason, makeup. I thought you were talking about somebody else, and I think his name is Brock, but never mind. Sorry.
Nah. J.K. Rowling, famous author.
Harry Potter.
Oh, you know who I was thinking of?
Who?
The dude from State Farm. Or from...
What's his name that you got J.K. Rowling confused?
J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons.
Oh!
Okay. Which is, by the way, he's pretty shredded right now. I don't know if you saw this. He's swole now.
You said State Farm and I got a little offended, but...
It's State Farm, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think he did one of those... obviously, there's Jake from State Farm.
I thought you were talking about Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, that's who I thought you were talking about.
I said JK.
JK.
Farmers. He does farmers.
Kind of sounds like
Jake. He does farmers.
I get it.
Farmers.
We are farmers. Another social media star, Bobby Altoff. She recently became popular for her very dry humor interview. She had one with Drake. Yes. She got very popular. Mm-hmm. She divorced her husband. I don't know, something like that.
Yes.
I'm aware. How about this guy? And you know what? While I mention his name, let me pull this up as well. Our boy, Zach Brown. Zach Brown has his birthday today. And if you are interested in seeing Zach Brown, I should have a word for you or something like that. I'm not sure. Stars and strings. I'm not prepared for my job, but you get it. Moving on in birthdays, let's see if you recognize this name. Rico Rodriguez. The only way that you'll know him. You probably won't know him by name, but I'll tell you, Modern Family, he was the son. How about that?
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I was thinking about Rico from Hannah Montana, and that's on me.
That's why it's weird, because remember I was telling you the just go with it, just go with it. The little girl who spoke English with an English accent the whole show, the whole movie. She's from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, and you know, usually it's reversed.
Aries.
That's his name.
Moises.
Ugh.
Not a fan. Moises. Not a fan.
I only know one Moises.
Alu. That's it. That's got to be cool when you're like the only guy people know is that name. Mark Cuban turning 67 today. Mark Cuban.
Wow.
67?
He has been around 67. Forever.
Yes, indeed. I mean, he looks
good for his age.
For 67, he does look good for his age. 63, this man, Wesley Snipes today, 63. All right, not a fan.
He has beef with Wesley Snipes. Right.
I mean, they've met, but like, the beef is real.
Leroy, what did he do to you?
He tried to big man Leroy in the club, and Leroy wasn't having it.
Yeah, so me and my boy, we went in Vegas. We went up to like the VIP, and it was just me, my boy, him, and his bodyguard. And so he was like, oh, let's go say hi to Wesley Snipes, right? So we go over there. What's up, Wesley? And his bodyguard armbarred me. No autographs. So I said a couple of things, right? I'm like, wait a minute. Dude, I said, you can't try that blade crap on me. I will. So got up out of there. We went downstairs. We was with the people, right, having a drink. And he sent a bottle down, you know, to apologize. I send it back. Nah. Mm-mm.
But it was his bodyguard who did it.
It's in you, right? Like, if you let your bodyguard do it, it's only four of us up there.
Was he watching the bodyguard do it?
He could have stopped the bodyguard and say, don't worry about it.
But maybe he didn't see you.
Maybe he's had experiences.
Yes, he was looking right at me.
Maybe he had experiences.
That's why I went over his head.
He was traumatized, and then that's why he has bodyguards.
Traumatized.
To make sure
he's Blade.
Nothing happened. Okay, that's your
character.
Yeah, but
he ain't got all his weapons. He can't carry his weapons with him all the time.
Almost over.
And let's be clear, he's not that big of a dude.
Nah, he's
that's why he needs bodyguards, because you know what? He ain't Blade.
to get dapped out.
Maybe he was just having a bad day, Leroy. Maybe he was just having a bad day.
Right? A bad day? He's in the club.
People are allowed to have a bad day at the club. I've had bad days at the club. Right. Have you never heard of people crying in the club?
Yeah.
Guys, you're not justifying crying in the club right now. That's not what's happening. Is that what's going on? You guys have never cried in the club.
Maybe Wesley Snipes was crying in the clubs,
okay?
It wasn't.
Got Blade crying in the club now.
It wasn't a situation where I was mad. I was just like, yo, like, it ain't like it's a whole bunch of people up here.
You know what? And it probably took a lot for Leroy to, because Leroy never, not that he was starstruck, but never cares to say hello to anyone. The one time he wants to say hello to someone, poor Blade can't even handle himself to have a conversation.
Call him by his real name.
93, 94.
Oh, so that's not Blade then. This is New Jack. This is New Jack Wesley.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It wasn't even like.
All right. Well, look, he wasn't Blade yet. Leroy, now that the facts have changed, I didn't know this was his origin story.
That's how he turned into Blade.
That's how he turned into. He vowed never again.
Hey, I met Demolition Man.
He took lessons from his bodyguard. He said, "What did you do with that guy in the club?"
Yeah, but it almost sounds like he was an up and comer and felt that he needed a bodyguard when he really didn't, because he wasn't that guy yet.
I'm gonna get a bodyguard. I think I need one.
Ooh, I have a bodyguard.
First of all, how you gonna get a bodyguard that's smaller than you?
No need, sir. No need.
You gonna protect him? You say, "Help me, help me."
Look, maybe I'll make this guy my bodyguard. Dean Cain turns 59 today.
But that was the OG Superman on OG the show.
Yeah, not the OG, because that would be like what, Christopher Reeve, right?
No,
even before him, there was someone.
Yeah, the OG Superman was not Christopher Reeves.
Who's I don't know who was Febreze? Before. Not Febreze, Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, you don't remember his story? He got paralyzed off a horse.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
I'm a fun.
I want to thank my brain for not allowing me to spew the first thing that came out of my mouth. But we're just going to pivot and find out what national day it is today. Of course, there's a bunch of ridiculous days that they always throw in there. So today will be no different. It is National Avocado Day. National Avocado
Day.
I love that.
Pretty good. I love me an avocado. I love an avocado more than I love guacamole.
Oh, wow. You know what's crazy?
That's a bold statement. Wait. It's the same thing.
Guess what the original Superman's name was?
What was it?
George Reeves.
George Reeves. Okay. No relation, I'm assuming.
Family I think business. One is R-E-E and one's R-E-A.
Ah. God bless them both. Today's also National Intern Day.
Todd Since the we intern. Don't have interns. Congrats.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember back in the day, they used to have interns at the station. Yeah.
Free labor.
Yeah.
Today is also National Chili Dog Day.
Oh, man.
I love that.
Hey. Was that the best chili dog you ever had?
Leroy makes a hell of a chili dog, if I'm being honest. Totally makes. It's like high quality chili and high quality hot dog.
That sounds amazing.
When was this? When was this?
Yeah.
July 4th? Last year, maybe?
July. Yeah.
No, it was July 4th, or was it? It was some.
I think it was last year, right?
Because you know, this dude here.
Huh? What, me?
Let me tell you something about this dude.
Huh?
He said, "I got to come over quick. I'm going to get something to eat and taste some of this delicious food. I got to go pick up my wife."
She needed more time to get ready. I was like, okay, I'll give you more time.
Hold on. She was getting ready. You left her to go eat and then came back?
Because he said, here's what he said. Wait, Jarrell said bubble guts in a bun. Literally. No, not if you're getting that old rat. No, my listen.
Like high quality Joe's,
hot
basically?
Dogs, same thing. High quality chili. No chance. No.
It's good stuff.
He's like, if I would have stayed and waited for her, she would have said, "Let's not go." But I need to get some of this food, right?
One.
So what exactly did you tell her when you left? I'm going to get some gas, sweetie.
I gotta go pick up something from Leroy's. And I wasn't lying. But
yeah, you picked up food.
Yeah, you picked up food. Stop it!
I didn't lie.
When you picked her up, did you have the itis? And you were just sitting there like,
as I made me want to drive, I think I had, I had the meat sweats. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a good time.
I don't play. I get that, that chili from down
Proper
the street.
Sausage.
Proper sausage chili. Got that. Last time I got it, though, it wasn't spicy. They usually have a little kick to it.
Yeah, that's what makes it good. Just a little bit of kick, though.
Just a little bit of kick. And ban your wife for a glizzy. You come over my house and call a hot dog a glizzy. You're getting turned right back around.
This is the last one that I see here before we go to break late. National Raspberry Cake Day.
I'm out.
Does it need a day?
I was like, I don't think that cake deserves a day.
What's crazy is, can you like... So, for example, there's two items that I like flavors, but not the food. Mango and raspberry. I don't like raspberry. I can't just eat raspberries.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm kind of that way with like blue raspberry or cherry. Like, I love a cherry candy, but you give me an actual cherry and I'm like, this is stupid. Especially the ones with the seeds. How dare you make me work?
Those are the best ones.
I don't like cherries.
Taste-wise, I love cherries. Yeah, they are. But they make me work.
See, I love strawberries, but I don't like strawberry ice cream. That's very rare.
See, I'm the opposite of Leroy. I like mangoes, but I don't like mango-flavored things.
Okay. Now, look, we all have our weird things, but nothing's weirder than Leroy's long list of dumb things. And I can only say that because he's away from the microphone now. With that being said, we're already 1 minute over. I apologize, Galen. I'm sure I'll get an incoming text momentarily. But in the meantime, we'll get ready for our tour on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.